firstly like to start off to thank you all for coming out. This is a good time that we can commemorate the different things of training men and women for the ministry, and our nation is in need of people that are wanting to step up to take on the baton of the next generation. I would also like to first of all thank God, for He is the sustainer and giver of our life and strength, and He is the one that sort of helps each and one of us to, if we get to this stage, to be able to get to the end. I'd like to thank my parents, who firstly encouraged me to come to SBBC, even though I didn't really want to at the start, until God shut all the doors, and then I was left with no options. I'd also like to thank my parents for being a godly example and keeping the faith despite the environment or the opposition that they face with the different things they had ahead of them. I'd like to thank each one of my sisters, Chloe, Sarah, Joanna and Lydia, in the different ways that they helped me over the years, even though we weren't see each other very much in presence. There was also helping in simple things of being a single man, buying clothes, and there's a couple of occasions where I fell a bit short and they helped me with a bit of cash. I'd like to also thank both my pastors of Metro, Pastor Schiavone and Pastor O'Sullivan, for their support. I believe that their spiritual gifts complement each other in the way that they serve at Metropolitan Baptist Church. I know I'll be saying this a little bit later, but I appreciate each one of the lecturers as I was able to learn from them inside and outside the classroom through their lessons, but also through observation in different ways that they taught things, and then we were able to see how they were in practice. I would like to thank each and every one of you for making the effort once again, also for the many things that different ones of you have helped me out. Some have given me a bed to rest on different times I've gone away, fixing car, giving me different things such as meals, groceries and financial gifts, clothes, a listening ear and an opportunity to exercise my spiritual gifts, and the friendship that so many have. I know that not everyone here has, not everyone that's been able to make it here. There's a few others that would make that category, and I'd just like to thank them for that. I'd also like to thank Elise for her patience with me, especially in my last year. And I'd like to thank you all for the impact that you've had in my life, both past, present, and looking to the future. As I start my salvation testimony, a scripture that came to mind was Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1 and 11. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work of God maketh from the beginning to the end. I was born in a Christian home in Adelaide, with my family attending Northside Baptist Church, with Pastor Dennison, our speaker, the pastor. And at the age of 3, our family moved down south to Southgate Baptist Church under Pastor Ringwalt. This is where my dad was to go to attend Bible college. While attending Southgate Baptist Church, I became aware of my need to become a Christian. During the time an evangelistic meeting, we had an evangelist which I can't neither remember his name or the message, but I'm sure it's one of the two. In fact, I was daydreaming the whole sermon and think it must have really been an act of the Lord to work upon my heart. But I recall that night at the invitation time, there was a point of conviction within my heart, and I knew that I needed to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Saviour. My dad saw that I put my hand up, and he took me into one of the counselling rooms at the back of the church. At the age of six, he went through and explained the scriptures, and as rebellious as I was, I was thinking, why is Dad reading all these verses? I've learned all these in Sunday school. But it was at that point that I made that decision to follow the Lord as my Lord and Saviour. Although when you get saved as a young person, there is different things that come to mind. I felt as I grew closer to being a teenager that I was worse than when I first became a Christian, probably because I was very young. And the assurance of my salvation became a little bit, in a sense, I suppose, rocky. But it was probably over the process of about 6 months that I doubted my salvation. There was a time after church that I asked for my dad to go through the gospel with me, because there was different doubts that I had. You know, had I really believed what I had said, if I believe in thy heart? Or was it simple things such as having in the midst of two or three witnesses? So I made the I prayed once again, but that only lasted for a night to sort of give me some rest. And it wasn't until a couple years later that I was had trouble with my lungs. I was getting sick quite often, and the Lord was working within my heart. It was through this trial that the Lord drew me closer to Him. And as I was lying in the bed, waiting to have my operation, to have half my lung removed, I looked up in the ceiling and I said to God, if my time's to be up, I'm ready to go. And from that point, I'd never doubted my salvation, because it's as if I'd faced death itself. The trouble that I had in the past was that I was looking somewhat to what I had done. I'd never really done anything wrong, lived a pure life, never smoked, drunk any alcohol, gone to clubs, tried to listen to rock music, or even rebelled against my parents. But it's not the works that's going to give you assurance of salvation. It's to trust upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And it wasn't until I came to that point, like the Apostle Paul did when he speaks of all these things that he'd done, he counts them as dung, because his trust is not in his righteousness, as mentioned in Titus chapter 3, verse 15. Not because I thought that I was deserving of salvation, but it was only God's mercy that He saves us. Amen. God has continued to work in my life, not because I'm perfect or I have arrived, even though I've finished Bible college. Each day is another chance to draw closer to God or to become further away from Him. I pray that you and I will make the right decision to draw nigh to Him until the end of our days.